Hello and welcome to Men in Charge in Brief.
I'm Kevin Decker.
And I'm Tony Flynn. Kevin, today we have one of your works. It's a morning show. How is it different from morning shows that aren't the same?
Well, it's listenable. You know, like beer is drinkable. It's listenable. It's tolerable in the sense that the jackanapery and the giddiness of the normal morning show is not. This is very sedate.
Yeah, the temperature is...
It's lukewarm.
A chill will come over you as you listen to the Realist Morning Show. But one thing we have to remember, Kevin, isn't it that there's an implicit question
The
listener to unearth?
It's our weekly game show here on Men in Charge.
It serves as the premise of this episode. So write it down, mail it in, and if it's even vaguely interesting, you could win a valuable prize.
Welcome back to the Realist Morning Show. I'm Emmett.
Virgil.
I'm Virgil, and it's the turn of the hour.
Turn of which hour, precisely?
Does it really matter? We're all born dying, which is an ironic tragedy of nihilistic proportions.
Good one, Virgil. I'm Emily, and I'm on a diet of stress, coffee, and women's chewable gummy daily vitamins. Yum. These are really elevating my sense of personal confidence and power.
Emily, who's on the show today?
Today, Virgil, we're mustering a semblance of interest in the maverick campaign of Lower Heights mayoral candidate Half-Cocked. Apparently that's Dutch.
Well, hello.
I just love the Lower Heights Maverick service station.
It's good.
That's not what I said, Virgil. Your rare hearing listening dyslexia condition is getting the better of you. Let's turn to our guest and find out exactly who is Half-Cocked.
And further, who cares?
Mr. Cocked, somebody here at the station, probably Harriet, put together some cards I've been asked to read at you. And it looks like there are questions on the cards.
Yes, I'm Half-Cocked. The name's Dutch, although I'm a career American.
Career American? What's that mean?
It means that my entire life I've been American. I came out of the womb waving the stars and stripes forever. It's like I was born to be an American.
But were you born American?
No, but I'm as naturalized as natural light, man.
Well, when I hear you say you're a career American, it seems like you're foregrounding something that's really arbitrary. Such a big accomplishment.
Thank you.
So, hey, mayoral hopeful, I heard that you have the same name as your maternal aunt, and so you took advantage of your 72-year-old aunt and... having stolen her identity for the confoundingly low, low fraud amount of $1,500, you were just...
That was the daily limit for cashing a check at the payday loan and off-track betting place.
We're running out of time, and, listener, you can hear the rest of this interview next week. But Mr. Cocked, I imagine you must have cooked up some sort of rationalization for the identity theft.
I hope the listeners can understand that that was a long time ago and that they can be forgiving. And I hope they can see how my experience, career American, mind you, has given me the kind of flexibility needed for today's mayoral work.
So, a work ethic of spinelessness?
Precisely. Vote Half-Cocked, everybody.
Kevin, did anybody have a vaguely interesting implicit question?
Penny Alcop of Alamogordo, Illinois asks, should restaurant employees be forced to wash their hands after using the restroom, or should there be a legitimate religious exception?
Very bad job, listener.
Yeah, terrible.
But people who did a good job are who, Kevin?
They are our cast for today. Tony Flynn, Steve Lloyd, and Davis Hill. We also want to thank Brian Lindsay, who will sell you any car on the street that takes your fancy.